She'll probably be trying to get out. But Madison, she's having fun, living an old-time radio life. Our explanation is done.
Madison is on the air.
Petri Wine brings you The New Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. The Petri family, the family that took time to bring you good wine, invites you to listen to Dr. Watson tell us another exciting adventure he shared with his old friend, that master detective, Sherlock Holmes. And as for me, well, I'd like to tell you about a wine that's just wonderful before dinner. And that wine is
Hey, California. What gives? Sherry. The door's locked.
You know about Sherry, of course.
Is that, you know, is that sponsor dude, Harry, starting the show without me? Harry! Harry, open up!
Hello, Madison.
Harry? Well, what are you doing out here? I thought that was you in there.
I don't work for the sponsor of Sherlock Holmes anymore, remember? Petri Wines fired me.
Oh, right. I'm forgetting why.
Because you drove me to drink and I said some things I shouldn't have.
Yeah! On the air, you called their wine swill.
Yes, thank you. Therapy had almost helped me block that out. So, are you back house-sitting for Dr. Watson?
I thought I was supposed to, but I can't get into Dr. Watson's apartment. Flat. What are you doing here if you were fired?
I forgot my sweater here. My mother made it for me. I wanted to get it back.
Oh, sponsor dude. That is so sad.
No, no. Things have been fine since you and I parted, after we narrowly escaped being accused of murder.
Dude, that's right! I'd almost forgot about that.
Seems our little adventure last year didn't leave much of an impression on you.
You try time traveling every month. It majorly messes with your memory. I'm starting to feel like a goldfish who swims to one side of the bowl and then forgets how they got there.
And now for our weekly visit with the good Dr. Watson.
That's my cue! I gotta get in there!
Good evening, Mr. Stevens. Good evening, Doctor.
Wait, Dr. Watson is home?
Oh, no, no, please, don't get up. You look much too comfortable. Won't you come and join me in the living room? Thank you, Doctor.
I'm very confused. It's May. I always do my Sherlock Holmes episode in May. What's going on?
Well, no sense interrupting them. I'll have to come back later.
I enjoyed your story of A Scandal in Bohemia, Doctor. And tonight, you promised us a sequel.
Wait, Harry! He just said A Scandal in Bahamas. That was my first Sherlock Holmes adventure.
Bohemia. So?
Don't you remember? That was when we first met.
That's right, Mr. Stevens. A sequel that took place over 20 years afterwards. In 1909, to be exact.
We gotta get in there. Help me with this window.
Please, Madison. I haven't had a drink in 333 very long days.
No! They're doing a sequel to A Scandal in Bahamas.
Bohemia.
It wasn't a fake place. It was a real place.
Bahamas?
It was in June.
Madison, I really don't think...
Shh, I can't hear.
I remember that I received a telegram from the great man asking me to come and spend a long weekend with him. Sherlock Holmes was living on his Sussex bee farm.
What is a Sussex bee farm?
A bee farm in Sussex.
Rearranging the words does not give me the definition. What is a stagecoach? A coach for the stage. Like, not helpful.
I'm sure you needed no urging to accept the great detective's invitation.
None, Mr. Stevens. None at all.
We've got to accept his invitation.
What are you talking about?
I hadn't seen Holmes for some time.
We gotta find that Sussex bee farm.
And this fact found me on the Eastbourne train a few hours after receiving the telegram.
So what if we do find his bee farm? No one will be there. It's not 1909.
I'm a time traveler, Harry. Remember?
Yes, I remember we went back in time a full year. I paid my taxes for 1945 twice.
It wasn't long before I found myself once more with my good friend. He looked somewhat older than when I'd last seen him.
Come on, Harry. We gotta get to 1909.
How do you propose to do that? Where are you even going? And why am I following you?
A wave of nostalgia swept over me. I thought of the many years that we'd spent together and the exciting adventures that we had shared during the old days in Baker Street.
So this is a bee farm?
Yes.
And Sherlock Holmes retired here?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Why? I mean, I'm all about protecting pollinators and everything, but I don't think I want to be in charge of a box full of insects.
Well, you'd have to ask Sir Arthur Conan Doyle about that.
Are you okay? Sponsor dude, seriously. Are you afraid of bees?
No, just allergic.
Oh. Well, we gotta find a way inside his house. No one is writing me out of my own sequel. What? I didn't hear you. Oh, it just landed on your shirt. Here, I'll get it.
No!
Sorry, missed. But it flew off.
And now there are three more.
Hey, that's Sherlock playing. Come on, there must be an open door or window somewhere.
I think it's best if I don't move.
Don't you think it's ridiculous to be afraid of tiny insects?
Not afraid. Definitely allergic.
My little sister is afraid of spiders. So cliche. And I was like, Cassie, they're good for the environment because they eat insects and stuff. But she still got mad when I put them in her bed.
Beautiful, Holmes. Quite beautiful.
Thank you, Watson.
Come on, we gotta get inside.
Let go of my sleeve!
Did you hear something outside, Holmes?
My dear fellow, you've become too accustomed to city life in London. Out here in the country, there is a world of nature free of the sounds of horse-drawn carriages and factory whistles.
I still find it hard to think of you in retirement, Holmes. Do you ever consider returning to active practice?
His back door is open. Sherlock is really letting his guard down in his old age.
This is the servants' entrance.
Servants' entrance? What is this, Downton Abbey?
Oh, I consider returning occasionally, Watson. And then I reject the idea. A man should work only up to the peak of his ability. I'm past mine.
Nonsense, Holmes. You're just as alert as you ever were.
Mentally, perhaps. But not physically.
Why are we breaking in at all? Why didn't we just knock at the front door?
Because we were both kicked off the show, Charlie Sheen. There's no walking back in the front door for us.
Would you consider handling a small problem?
Oh, if it's a personal problem that affects you, my dear chap, you know I'll do anything I can.
Well, it's not exactly my problem, Holmes, but there was a charming young girl on the train.
You don't age at any rate, old chap. You're just as susceptible as ever.
Ew.
What?
That this old Dr. Watson is hitting on young girls. Now, if it were old Jude Law...
No, Holmes, let me finish. The girl said that you knew her mother quite well.
Her mother?
Who do you suppose her mother is?
Someone's coming!
Quick! Into the pantry! Wow, that's a lot of jars of honey.
Shut the door!
Yes, sir.
I bring a message to Mr. Holmes.
Through that door.
Thank you.
Clear.
Really, Madison, this is too unnerving. I truly don't care if I'm in the sequel.
Well, I will not be Marty's girlfriend replaced by Elizabeth Shue. Or Elizabeth Shue replaced by Daniel's Okinawa girlfriend. Or Elizabeth Shue in Adventures in Babysitting. Because I really don't like kids.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, yes, Devers. What is it?
I'm sorry to disturb you, Mr. Holmes. Your man said I might come in. My master, Mr. Lytton Stanley, instructed me to deliver this note.
Thank you.
He also instructed me to wait for a reply.
Oh, confounded impudence. You tell your master that there is no answer to this letter.
But he told me I must get a reply.
You may tell Mr. Lytton Stanley that I will instruct my solicitors to reply to his message in due course.
Damn, what's in that letter, a dick pic?
But, sir...
That is all, Devers. You may go.
Very good, sir.
Incoming!
Madison, I'm not going to spend this entire episode hiding in a pantry.
You never played hide-and-seek where you hid and no one came looking for you?
Someone did that to you?
No, I did that to my sister. Then my family went to Disneyland. When we got back, we found her in my mom's closet asleep on her shoes.
Your family didn't realize she was missing?
She was only six.
Richards!
Pantry!
Yes, sir. Dispose of this letter, will you?
Right away, sir.
I think I'd rather take my chances with the bees.
Look, he left the letter on the counter.
It's not proper to read other people's mail.
It's not password protected, so it's fair game. Keep your filthy bees where they belong. One of my guests was stung yesterday. If this happens again, I'll have the police run you out of this place. What a douche nozzle. I hate neighbors who are all up in your business. Like, I could sunbathe topless in my own backyard if I want to. Not my fault your 11-year-old gets a boner every time he looks out his bedroom window.
Please continue with the story of the young lady that you met on the train, Watson. You say that she told you her mother knew me?
Indeed.
What's her name?
Norton. Irene Norton.
Norton. Do we know an Irene Norton?
From A Scandal in Bohemia? I believe that was the married name of Irene Adler.
Oh, right. The one Sherlock called the woman.
She was something special, as I recall.
Norton. Oh, but of course. Where is the girl, Watson?
She's staying at the Red Lion in the village.
Then ring her on the telephone and tell her we're on our way. Imagine, the daughter of Irene Adler, the only woman to have ever fooled me.
Okay, perfect. We gotta beat them to the Red Lion.
Do we, though?
Harry, how else are we gonna insert ourselves into the plot?
Maybe we don't?
Every sequel has to shoehorn in the popular characters from the first movie. Audiences don't want something new. They want the same moments they loved from the first one.
How do you know we're popular characters?
I will not dignify that with a response. Except for... Okay, that must be her at the back table.
How do you know?
She's young and pretty and by herself, and the only one in here who doesn't look like she owns a bee farm.
I really don't feel comfortable doing this.
You'll be great! How many of Dr. Watson's stories have you had to sit through? You know the character of Sherlock better than Benedict Cumberbatch. Oh, do you think with all of my time jumping, I'm destroying the realities and the timelines I visit like Dr. Strange did?
As far as my life is concerned, I'd answer that with a resounding yes.
Cool.
Madison, I really shouldn't be in a pub. My sponsor would be very upset.
I thought Petri Wines fired you.
No, I mean my AA sponsor.
Oh, well, keep coming back. It works if you work it. Now get over there.
Oh, are you Mr. Holmes?
Possibly.
Possibly? Oh, I understand. I shouldn't have blurted your name out in a public place like that. I apologize. I am Miss Charlotte Norton, Irene Norton's daughter.
Pleasure to meet you, my dear.
Please join me.
Thank you.
Mr. Holmes, I've heard so much about you from Mother. She says you're the cleverest man in England.
Oh, your mother flatters me, my dear.
Something to drink for you too, governor?
No, thank you.
Please, Mr. Holmes, it's my treat. I'll have an old-fashioned, and the gentleman here is fond of burgundy. Do you have Montrachet?
Probably.
Really, Miss Norton? I can't.
I confess, my mother told me your favorite drink. She said you toasted she and father with it at their wedding.
But I...
If he toasted a mum at a wedding, 'twould be rude manners not to accept.
Would you at least make it a non-alcoholic Montrachet?
This one's a funny one, ain't he? Right then, back with the drinks, lickety-split.
Mr. Holmes, I will be blunt. I'm being blackmailed.
Oh, by whom?
By a neighbor of yours, Mr. Lytton Stanley. Do you know him?
Lytton Stanley? That tosser?
I thought you were getting our drinks.
Right. Waiting on the barkeep to, get back from the loo.
This is a private conversation.
Well, la-dee-da. Guess I'll just go get your drinks then.
You see, Mr. Holmes, Mr. Stanley has some letters. Some rather indecent letters of mine that I wrote to a friend of his last year.
Oh?
I presume he must have stolen them. I don't know how, but when I was staying at his house a few weeks ago, he told me that he had them and asked for £5,000 for their return.
£5,000? That's a EPA coin I did. What was in them letters?
Please, miss, could you just get us our drinks?
Who died and made you Queen of England?
Mr. Holmes, I'm engaged to be married to Lord Weston's son. That awful Mr. Stanley knows that if my fiancé saw the letters, the marriage would never take place.
Perhaps you should tell your mother.
Oh, no, she'd never understand. And Daddy's a barrister. You can imagine how straight-laced he'd be about the whole thing. That's why I came to you, Mr. Holmes.
What are you suggesting I can do?
Steal the letters back for me.
Well, I really don't...
I can tell you how to do it, Mr. Holmes. Tomorrow is the servant's half-day off at Mr. Lytton Stanley's. He will be alone there during the afternoon. My maid was keeping company, as they say, with Devers the butler when I was staying there a few weeks ago. She found out everything from him. My letters are kept in a filigree box in Stanley's desk.
Really? I think that,
Here, your drinks, Mum.
Oh, thank God.
Try letting it breathe there, Governor.
Perhaps your lady friend here might assist you.
What?
Are you going to drink that?
Lady friend? I ain't no friend of his. Never seen him before in me life.
Please, you are no barmaid. First, this establishment doesn't have table service. I had lunch here this afternoon. Second, you've slipped your accent through so many dialects. I feel as though I were on a tour of the British Isles via America.
Damn, you're good.
I don't know why the ruse, Mr. Holmes. Unless you don't believe what I told Dr. Watson on the train and you are sussing me out.
Well...
Hopefully I have convinced you. Please, Mr. Holmes, I need those letters returned. All I ask is you acquire the filigree box, but don't open it. I'm horribly embarrassed by the content of the letters.
I got you, girl. I had a boyfriend who read the text I sent to my ex. He got so pissed, he broke up with me.
Then you understand how writing down foolish notions of the past can come back to haunt you.
Well, when I was writing those texts, my ex wasn't really in the past.
Ah, Miss Norton.
Doctor?
Whoops. Come on, Harry.
But I want another drink.
You aren't Mr. Holmes at all.
Time to go.
Wait, stop. I...
Miss Norton, good to see you again.
Yes, Dr. Watson, a pleasure to see you again as well.
Allow me to introduce Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
An honor, to be sure. Do sit down.
Pleased to meet you, Miss Norton. I apologize. We didn't mean to chase off your associates.
They were not my associates. But never mind. I'm very happy to make your acquaintance, sir.
And I yours. Did your mother ever tell you about the circumstances under which we met?
No, Mr. Holmes. Though she did tell me that you were a witness when she and my father...
Harry, this is our chance!
For what?
Charlotte is going to try to get Sherlock to steal the box back with her letters. So we gotta steal it first!
Bartender!
We just gotta get into that Mr. Stanley's house so we can access his desk.
Two more of the same for you, miss.
Then make it a double.
What? Oh, Harry! I never thought I'd be the one breaking up anyone's alcohol-fueled good time. But if you fall any further off the wagon, I'm gonna need a wagon to get you home.
Perhaps you ought to get him a room upstairs for the night, miss.
I'm not going to pay for that. He can sleep it off like I used to do in the Arby's parking lot.
Dear old Watson, your disguise is really excellent.
Oh, I must confess, I am a little apprehensive.
Are you, old chap? There's no need to be, I assure you. You as Dr. Hamish and I as the Reverend Appleby are calling on Mr. Lytton Stanley ostensibly in search of a contribution for my charity hospital that you are in charge of. What could be simpler? Are you ready?
Yes.
If he's home, why the devil doesn't he answer the door?
My dear Reverend Appleby, for a farce, your language is hardly appropriate.
I am sorry, Dr. Hamish. Oh, here comes someone.
No, I'm not doing this again.
I kept you from drowning in your own vomit. You owe me.
Yes?
Mr. Lytton Stanley?
That is my name.
Have we arrived at a bad time, sir?
Yes. Ow! I mean, no.
Well, my name is Appleby, and this is my friend, Dr. Hamish.
I'm proud to meet you, sir. I've heard a great deal about you.
What can I do for you?
If we could come in for a moment, I'll explain our mission.
Now's not really a good... Ow! Do come in, won't you?
We are raising a subscription list for a charity hospital at Upwaltham, just across the Downs. You're a prominent resident here, and we thought that you'd like to donate a few guineas.
Oh, it's a fine course, sir. I'm giving my medical services 3 days a week, and the Reverend Appleby is donating his services too.
Appleby!
Pardon me?
I didn't say anything.
Your neighbour, Mr. Holmes, if I recall correctly, gave 5 guineas.
Yes!
Yes! I will give you 5 guineas.
Splendid, sir.
Very generous.
Could we trouble you for them now?
Yes!
Yes, yes. That is to say, they are here in my,
desk drawer!
Desk drawer, of course!
Very good. Might you retrieve the guineas from your desk drawer presently?
I do apologize. I have a bit of a headache at the moment.
That's quite all right. We are none of us ourselves when we are suffering.
Indeed.
The guineas, sir?
Oh, yes, you see, I can't seem to get my desk drawer open. It's,
stuck!
Stuck! It's stuck!
Well, would you protest if I took a look at opening it?
Yes!
Yes! Yes, I would mind!
No!
No, no, I wouldn't mind.
Which is it, sir? Yes or no?
Quick, Watson, the chloroform!
Right. Hold him still, Holmes. Hold him still.
Very neat, Watson.
Chloroform doesn't take long, does it?
Now, to the test drawer.
Locked, perhaps?
A small obstacle, my good chap, and one I came prepared to overcome.
Oh, my. Your old lock-picking kit. You've kept it through all these years.
Oh, practicing from time to time keeps my fingers nimble.
By Jove! Well done, Holmes.
And here is the treasure we seek. The filigree box.
Don't move! I have a gun!
What is this?
This, my dear Watson, is the source of the voice guiding Mr. Lytton Stanley's imposter.
Don't turn around!
A familiar voice at that. If I may turn around to confirm.
Slowly.
Ah, a pleasure to see you again, Miss Standish.
Miss Standish? My old house-sitter?
Old is a poor descriptor, Watson. Why, Miss Standish, you don't look a day older than last we met. Scotland, was it?
OMG, you remembered! I have boyfriends who can't remember our first date at our 1 week anniversary.
I do have an unusually brilliant mind.
Obviously. Like, how did you know Harry wasn't Lytton Stanley?
Mr. Lytton Stanley is an entitled man of wealth who finds pleasure in domineering over the local residents. This man is a sad alcoholic who is domineered over by you.
Dude, I missed you, Sherlock!
Perhaps you can put the revolver away now that we've had our proper introductions.
Oh, yeah, no. Both of you put your hands up. I want that box.
And what are you up to, Miss Standish?
Can't you figure it out? You figure everything out.
Enlighten me.
Dude, you guys cut me out of the sequel.
My dear lady, we've done no such thing.
No, Watson, she is correct. Miss Standish was with me during the caper, which you later entitled A Scandal in Bohemia.
So I have every right to be in the sequel.
And here you are.
Pointing a revolver at us, no less.
I wanted to get the box of letters for Miss Norton, but I couldn't open the desk. I used to have some mad break-in skills. Like, there wasn't a teacher's desk around I couldn't get the answer key from.
So you used this young chap to lure me in to do it for you.
I am grateful that you opened the desk as well.
Another revolver pointed at us?
Yes, Watson, but this one is real. Unlike the toy Miss Standish is brandishing.
Nothing gets past you, Sherlock.
I've been trying to open that desk for weeks. After such kindness on your part, sir, I hate to seem ungracious, but I'm dreadfully afraid I shall have to kill you all.
Who's this douche?
Devers, the butler.
He wants Miss Norton's letters, too?
Letters? I'm after the Stoutenburg emerald Stanley keeps in that drawer.
Okay, well, I just want the letters. You can keep the emerald. I've never been a jewelry girl. Shoes, though.
It's true. We aren't here after any valuables.
Oh, come now, Mr. Holmes. You know the treasures in this house as well as I do. Apart from the emerald, there's a superb Cellini that would fetch a fine price in the right market.
You're going to steal the treasures, I suppose, and then pretend that we were responsible?
Exactly, sir. I shall kill you all, secrete what objects appeal to me, and explain that I found four men burgling...
Excuse me! Don't you try cutting me out of the sequel either!
Fine. Four men and a woman burgling the house. I killed four of the party while the last men got away with the loot. Who would be able to doubt my word? I should be regarded as a hero.
I am not liking this guy. Let's make sure he's not in the third movie.
One last request.
What is it, sir?
I'm beaten, and I admit it. I'm getting old. But in my heyday, I've crossed swords with some of the greatest criminals in Europe. My life has been attempted many times, but I've always escaped. If this is to be my swan song, at least give me the privilege of shaking the hand of the man who has at last bested me.
Hey! I'm still young! I'm not ready for a swan song! Or a duck song! Or any song by waterfowl!
Well, sir, I feel that I'm stepping a little out of my station, but I suppose the situation is unusual. I hope you don't object to the left hand. I'll keep the revolver in my right.
Very well, Devers.
Goodbye, Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
Goodbye, Devers.
Screw this!
My word, Miss Standish.
That's the skills from 2 summers of ladies mud-wrestling right there.
Well done.
And highly unnecessary. With my handshake, I was positioned to throw him over my shoulder.
You were positioned to break a hip, old man. That's what you were positioned to do.
Oh, he's gashed his head. It's not serious. He'll be unconscious for a while.
Good. But I think we'll take the precaution of closing this desk drawer. I don't want him to be exposed to further temptation when he comes to. We'll just take Miss Norton's box and lock the drawer again.
Shouldn't we get in touch with the police, Holmes?
The cops? What, are you crazy? None of us are supposed to be here.
I am inclined to agree. Our disguises would be difficult to rationalize to the police. Along that subject, Miss Standish, what have you done with the real Mr. Lytton Stanley?
I didn't do anything to him. He's in the servants' quarters. He's actually the one who's been shacking up with Miss Norton's maid and how she got her intel about the servants' day off.
In that case, I suggest we return to the bee farm as soon as possible.
Yes, I suppose you're right. Miss Norton will be waiting for us there, and we'll tell her what's happened. Poor girl. I'm afraid she's in for something of a shock.
Excuse me? How about a little help with the guy you freaking chloroformed? I already had to drag his drunk ass through town last night.
Ah, yes. Sorry about that. Grab hold to an end there, won't you, Watson?
Oof. No. For this work, I am painfully past my prime.
Lift with your legs, old British dudes.
Oof.
Oh, Mr. Holmes, Dr. Watson. I'm so glad to see you back again. Did you get the filigree box?
Hey, girl.
Oh, you again. And your friend, is he all right?
On the chaise lounge with him. Yes, the young chap is fine, although it appears you had 2 sets of thieves working on your behalf today, Miss Norton.
Oh?
Harry and I tried to get the box of letters for you, too.
Did you now? Well, were any of you successful?
Yes, here it is.
Wonderful.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. I wasn't sure what to make of you last night in the pub.
I happen to have known your mom prior to the sequel, too. Although I wasn't the one who kept a big old photograph of her as all the payment I desire.
Yes. Say, why not open the box, Miss Norton?
Well, I...
Open it, my dear. There may not be love letters inside it, but there's a note.
Oh?
Wait, no love letters?
Why don't you read the note to us?
Let this be a warning, Miss Norton. Crime does not pay. If you don't believe me, ask your mother. Sincerely, Sherlock Holmes. Mr. Holmes, you knew my secret all the time.
Not all the time, but I realized it as soon as I opened the filigree box.
You opened the box? She said not to open the box, Sherlock. You have got to honor a lady's box.
What on earth are you talking about?
I'm not certain what Miss Standish is talking about, but Miss Norton was under the impression that she could use me as a dupe to commit a burglary for her.
I still don't understand, Holmes. What was inside the box?
An impressive green stone which I knew to be the Stoutenburg Emerald.
The emerald the butler wanted!
Indeed.
But where's the emerald now?
I slipped it back into Mr. Lytton Stanley's desk and locked it. I brought the box here because I wanted to see your expression, Miss Norton, as you opened it.
Great Scott! And I thought you were a poor little thing in trouble. Shocking.
That kind of manipulation of men? You are an artiste. OMG, girl, we should totes hang out.
I wouldn't exactly commend her actions, Miss Standish.
I am terribly sorry, Mr. Holmes. It seemed like a wildly exciting idea, but I didn't really mean to steal the emerald.
No, of course not. And I didn't mean to steal it for you. Miss Norton, I'm convinced you knew that your mother once outwitted me, and you presume to think that you could do the same. I should turn you over to the police.
Please don't, Mr. Holmes.
Aw, come on, Sherlock. No harm, no foul. No pain, no gain. No shoes, no shirt, no service.
I'm not going to, for two reasons. First, you're young and impressionable, and this may teach you a lesson. And in the second place, I have a strange admiration...
Hard on.
...for your mother. But I warn you, Miss Norton, that you have had a very narrow escape.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes. Truly.
Whoop, looks like Harry's waking up.
Yeah, help him sit up. There might be some nausea.
What happened?
You've got the Super Bowl of hangovers, with a halftime show full of hip-hop dancers in your head.
Before I go, there's one favor I want to ask you, Mr. Holmes.
Really? What is it?
Could I keep this filigree box with your note inside it? It would be a reminder all my life of how we met.
Uh-oh. Gotta stand.
Perhaps a walk in the garden for some fresh air.
Okay, sponsor dude. Let's get you moving. Don't want you puking on this fancy sofa. The upholstery doesn't look stain resistant.
What do you say, Watson? Shall I give Miss Norton the box?
Oh, well, it isn't really your box to give her.
That's true, old fellow. That's quite true. But I fail to see how we can return it now without disclosing our own share in the attempted robbery. In any case, I don't like Mr. Lytton Stanley. I think we might indulge in a little petty larceny without feeling too guilty. Very well. Miss Norton, you may keep the box.
I shall always treasure it. Thank you. Goodbye, Dr. Watson. Don't think too badly of me.
Goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye, Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
Come on, Harry. Let's get you to this chair.
Chloroform? And I had a drink last night.
Many drinks.
I told you I didn't want to be in the sequel. I just wanted to get my sweater.
Hey, girl. Leaving already?
Yes. I'm sorry again for the ruse.
No biggie. We had you going at the pub that Harry was Sherlock.
I need to get to the restroom. I think I may...
Yes, I was completely fooled.
Might as well puke out here, Harry. It's 1909. Sherlock's country house doesn't have indoor plumbing.
Well, I hope your friend feels better. Goodbye.
Whoa. Where are you heading there?
I have a train to catch.
Not with that box you don't.
Box?
The Philippine box.
Filigree.
Angle to the left, Harry. You're splatter distance from my shoes.
The box? Oh, this silly thing. Yes, Mr. Holmes told me I could have it as a keepsake.
You're a good girl. Your mom taught you exactly how to work Sherlock.
I don't know what you mean.
Look, Sherlock may be a master detective and all that, but he's still got a penis. Old and shriveled as it may be. And a pretty young girl who swoops in and drags up memories of his one who got away.
I had no idea Mr. Holmes had such an attraction to my mother.
Stop trying to play the player. There were never any letters, and you never actually wanted the emerald. You wanted the Cellini.
Cellini?
The Philippine box.
Filigree.
Stop focusing on correcting me and focus on keeping your breakfast down.
The Cellini box is mine, and you can't do anything about it.
Really? Your mom taught you to be a thief. My mom taught me to be a lady mud wrestler.
How did you know, Madison?
This isn't a shoebox. Look how fancy it is. Gotta be worth something.
But you called it the Cellini.
I don't know. The wire design looks like spaghetti. Italian.
Oh, no. You've angered the bees.
Mr. Holmes. Mr. Holmes.
Hey, look. I bet that's the neighbor guy, Stanley.
Holmes, I need your help. I've been robbed.
Yep, that's him.
Madison! Bees!
I say, old man, what is all the shouting about?
Mr. Holmes, we haven't been the best of friends, I know, but you've got to help me now. I'm in serious trouble.
Oh, indeed, sir? Won't you come in?
I should probably bring the box inside.
I've been stung!
And I should probably get you, Dr. Watson.
Hurry! Anaphylaxis!
You know, Harry, I hate to say it, but maybe you shouldn't come on these adventures with me.
You know, Dr. Watson, I just can't get over the way you and Mr. Holmes let that girl, Miss Norton, pull the wool over your eyes. Boy, she really twisted you around her little finger.
Mr. Stevens, I don't like to make extremely positive statements, but I'm sure that if you were in my shoes, Miss Norton would not only have twisted you around her little finger, but she'd have had you rolling about in hoops and standing on your head.
You mean she was that beautiful?
Mr. Stevens, she was so beautiful that she'd make you forget all about pitchy wine.
Dr. Watson, no girl is that beautiful.
Oh, how young you really are.
Well, maybe so. But there are lots of pretty girls in this world, and only one pitchy wine. That's because there's only
one. You know, it's not even a matter of men always letting their penis guide their judgment, but that you all accept it as inevitable. You embrace the weakness as if it's not a weakness, but just part of the natural order of things, therefore denying that you have a weakness so you can continue to feel superior to women.
If I admit I have a weakness, can I get my sweater and go home?
Do you really admit it? Do you admit that you probably wouldn't have put up with all of my craziness all of these times if I wasn't hot?
Good night, Madison.
You admit I'm hot, right?
Good night, Madison.
I know you think I'm hot. See you next year.
Don't count on it.
He'll be back.
Good night, Dr. Watson.
Good night, Mr. Stevens. Always a pleasure.
If not... Hey there, sponsor dude.
Pardon me?
You're the new Petri Wine sponsor dude. We should talk. This episode of The New Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, entitled The Second Generation, was indeed written as a sequel to A Scandal in Bohemia. A Scandal in Bohemia was adapted from the Sir Arthur Conan Doyle short story and aired on the Mutual Broadcast Network on December 10, 1945. The sequel, also referred to as Irene Adler's Daughter, aired a week later on December 17th. It was written exclusively for the radio series, with a nod to Doyle's portrayal of the retired Holmes tending his bees in the countryside of Sussex from Doyle's story, The Adventure of the Creeping Man. The old Sherlock, retired and past his prime, is supposed to be 49 years old. With Dr. Watson always considered by scholars to be a few years older than Sherlock, that means in 1945, Watson would be in his mid-90s. But we'll suspend our disbelief for the sake of the radio show, because we love it so much. Hey, everybody, it's Madison. Thank you so much for listening. We have a ton of fun bringing you our Sherlock Holmes episodes each year. If you want to go back and binge them all, we have a Spotify Sherlock playlist that also includes the continuing saga of Harry, Sponsor Dude, Bartell from Year 4. Link in the show notes! If you enjoy our show, I'd love for you to give us a nice review, 5 stars, or share us out on your favorite socials. Let the world know that women are funny! Okay, announcer dude,
roll the credits!
Madison on the Air was written and produced by Chrissy Talon Sage with music composition and audio engineering by Jeremy Sage. The role of Madison Standish was played by Chrissy Talon Sage. David Pinion appeared as Harry Bartell and Albert Garnica appeared as Sherlock Holmes. Other actors in the cast were Bran Peacock as Dr. Watson, Chelsea Greer as Charlotte Norton, James C. Taylor as Devers, James Peterson as Mr. Stevens and Richards, Scott R. McKinley as Mr. Lytton Stanley, and Jeremy Sage as the bartender.